Let's talk now about politics at the United Nations. There's a race to be the next UN Secretary General. Ban Ki-moon's term expires at the end of this year. Now, normally the election process for a successor would play out behind closed doors, but this year the UN is trying something new. It's giving candidates a chance to make their case in public. There's a big push by activists to get a woman in charge of the UN, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
A longtime UN watcher, Jean Krasno, is on a mission. The UN has had 8 secretaries general in its 70-year history, all of them men. So Krasno, who teaches at the City College of New York and Columbia University, wants the 9th secretary general to be a woman.
When we look at the crises around the world, whether it's civil wars in Africa and the Middle East, or the massive migration into Europe, it's often women that bear the brunt of this. And they need a voice. And what better way to give women a voice than to have the top post at the UN be a woman?
Krasno runs a website that offers many suggestions, and she's running public events for some of the female candidates already in the running.
There are so many amazing, outstanding women around the world. So the argument that there aren't enough qualified women to choose from is just no longer valid.
In the past, the 5 permanent UN Security Council members quietly discuss their choices for Secretary General and nominate one to be approved by all UN member states that make up the General Assembly. General Assembly President Mogens Lukintoff is trying something new, encouraging countries to nominate candidates themselves. He's also planning public hearings.
What we are embarking on now is an unprecedented transparency in the process of selecting the next Secretary General of the United Nations.
There's never been a Secretary General from Central or Eastern Europe, and Russia is pressing for that. So far, most of the formal nominees are from that region, including 3 women from Bulgaria, Moldova, and Croatia. A former U.S. diplomat who served at the UN, Elizabeth Cousin, says the regional rotation is not set in stone, though.
Western Europe has had 3 turns at the wheel. Latin America has only had 1 turn under Pérez de Cuellar from Peru, as you may recall. Africa has had 2 secretary generals, Boutros Ghali and then Kofi Annan. And the Asian region has had Uthant and then Ban Ki-moon, obviously.
Cousins now runs the UN Foundation, which advocates for UN causes here in the U.S. She says Americans should want an effective United Nations and a capable person at the helm.
A voice for the voiceless, someone who can advocate for the human rights of the abused, for humanitarian values and principles, and who can also be an effective diplomat in some of the most difficult geopolitical situations, is something that is very much in American interests and that every American should have a stake in following.
The next Secretary General should be in place just before a new U.S. president moves into the White House. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.